This is a replay of the Thursday night, August 1st WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope we rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, providing it has no import or significance whatsoever. Well, maybe to you. This one had significance to somebody. And I look at this and I think to myself, what on earth are you thinking? How do you think you're going to get away with that? So we have this couple in Texas, all right? That's the United States of America, who now is charged with bigamy. But it all started when Marcus, the husband, who already has gone through two separate divorces but is married to the third woman, Tammy, who he married in 2012, decided to post on Facebook his wedding registry. I assume the bride did that. But nonetheless, wedding registry for the upcoming union between Marcus and a new woman. So the bride sees it. Well, the bride, not the bride. The wife, the existing wife from 2012 sees it. She's somewhat surprised, and so she, of course, confronts him and says, hey, before you let the whole world know what you're doing, make sure your business is right. Well, he didn't. He didn't take any advice. Facebook will attest. He got married on January 27th of this year at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ in Houston, and the marriage records will confirm this. Now, he's been married four times, 1991, 2000, 2012 to Tammy, the current wife, and 2024 to the new wife. So the angry wife, when she discovered this, Tammy, who'd been married to him since 2012, calls police to have him arrested for bigamy. And they do. But so far, they haven't come to get him. And I don't know what the police are thinking, but they haven't come to get him. And Tammy says she feels betrayed and says, my husband should know what a divorce is. He's been married several times before. Well, who knows how many. You can't go around lying and misleading individuals for your self-satisfaction. Well, not only. All right, I say not only, because while I was reading that, we have, in fact, the Zambian story. And yes, polygamy is not legal in Zambia either. And so it was that the blushing bride-to-be at the altar, the service was interrupted as a woman comes screaming, with a baby strapped to her back, by the way, just for effect. He says, this is a Catholic church, by the way. So, Father, this wedding can't go on. This man here, he is my husband. And so, meanwhile, the guests are like, what? And turns out that the blushing bride knew that he was already married. But apparently, the current wife had no idea because the blushing groom told her he was away on business when actually he was at the service getting married. Now, again, she was tipped off by friends, by the way. Again, how did he think that was going to turn out? He was going to be away on business quite a lot more. So he's now being investigated for bigamy. He was arrested. They got him. He's facing up to 7 years in prison. I don't know how long it's going to take Houston police to sort it out, but all this falls under the heading, you know, of what were you thinking? How would you think it would turn out? When you think it further down the line, what do you think is going to happen? See, that's the only thing that goes through my mind when I read these stories of, Yeah, I'm away on business and you get married again. Now, where do you think this is going to be a month from now? Well, apparently jail in the Zambian case in Houston. I don't know. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Dennis is in Colorado. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Alive and well, standing and walking, considering over the last week I consumed about a half a pound of delicious boar's head olive loaf.
Nice.
Only to find out that the very next day after I'd finished the last piece, they'd pulled everything off the shelf.
Well, and not only olive, it's like 71 products.
Oh, it's everything. Yeah. Now, to go to the Boar's Head site, they claim something like 30,000 pounds of meat was recalled, but there's other reports out there that said it was thousands and thousands of pounds more. Tons.
Well, it seems like
I don't know what the truth is.
It seems like it was all of them. What I didn't understand is, I think the first I had heard was it was somehow involved in some cheese, and then I heard about the olive loaf, but next thing you know, it's in tavern ham, and I'm thinking, how, you know, do these things all get manufactured together without any any decisive separation at all?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, because all of this stuff came from one particular plant, and I don't know if it's their only plant, but basically the word that Boar's Head put out said, if you bought anything before July 31st, throw it away.
Well, and by the way, I read today that this has expanded to 7 million more pounds.
Wow, that's a lot of meat.
That I don't know how they survive it. So 71 different
hit.
Products. Yeah. Now, I was trying to think, and it's not only Boar's Head. They also manufacture Old Country at that factory. So over 200,000 pounds at first, now 7 million pounds, and including meat intended to be sliced at delis as well as the packaged meat. How do you survive this?
That's what I got. Well, I can't imagine that there isn't some kind of insurance against this thing.
I don't know. Well, I think what will come down there, I would imagine, is that the insurance company, of course, has all of their teams ready to see how Boar's Head could be culpable. You know, how do we not have to pay off? And, of course, you know, that'll be the argument. But we've already now had deaths and a number of people sickened, but a couple people dead. So I guess it was first discovered with liverwurst in Maryland.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and then the same strain of bacteria was pretty much everywhere. So the Jarrett facility, I don't know where that is. Do you?
No.
Okay. So, and like you, I don't know if they have multiple. And I was trying to think, because Boar's Head is just huge when you go to the deli counter of any grocery store.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, it is. Well, it was. But here's the thing. Does it have any competitor that we know of? Any one competitor that's big?
You know, I'm not a big shopper, so I couldn't tell you. There's some other meat companies that I see in the deli. But then there are the giant food companies that serve everything, like Tyson and stuff. But I couldn't tell you. You know, I think you're thinking something nefarious going on, but...
Oh, no. Actually, I wasn't. I was just curious if grocery stores
some
drop...
Fill the gap.
Yeah, if grocery stores drop Boar's Head, and that may be the case. I know Dietz and Watson is out there, and they do cheese and deli meat. But then you get into things like Hormel or Butterball, and I don't think that they're completely across the board everywhere. But I don't know. I know nothing about this. I'm going to have to look to see how many plants does Boar's Head have.
Yeah. Well, following the lead of the show over the last few days, you might be able to guess what I had for dinner tonight.
You went and had Skyline Chili.
I did.
Did you have a three-way?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Cheese.
Yes.
Cheese, spaghetti.
Yes.
And just a touch more onion.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it. Now, I love hot, hot food. I can take four alarm, and I love it when my eyes tear up and my sinuses go nuts. It's very cleansing to me. Not everybody can take that. Now, this stuff is Skyline. It just has a hint of heat in it, just enough that slowly builds while you're having the meal, and it tasted good.
Well, the deal about Skyline, as you know, is chili's a misnomer. It's just a Greek concoction. We call it Skyline Chili, but any resemblance to chili is almost accidental. It is what it is. I don't, other than direct competitors like Gold Star, I don't think there's anything else like it.
Yeah, no, I can't recall eating anything like it. Now, you had a caller on here a few weeks ago, or last week, that didn't like chili because of the carbs in it. He's on a low-carb diet. But Skyline has 3 net carbs per serving.
Sure. No, he didn't like the fact of putting spaghetti in it and things like that. Yeah, you do that, and you have enough of those
oyster
crackers.
Well, there are alternatives. There's, I hate to say it, tofu spaghetti.
No.
But you could, you can also, there's pulverized cauliflower that kind of looks and tastes a little bit like a pasta, and you bury that with Skyline and some hot cheese over it, and that would be good too.
Just have the spaghetti. Yeah, cauliflower, like they claim that it can taste like rice. In your dreams, it can taste like rice. No.
Yeah, I know. No, a decent palate certainly knows the difference. But if you don't want all that sugar, you know, it's a halfway decent alternative. I found with interest your conversations about KFC. Now, I've watched a very detailed history of the company. History Channel did that in their Foods That Built America series. But, of course, I never heard about the conflicts that the colonel had later on with the food line and everything.
Yeah.
And I heard your comments about what he called the gravy.
Yeah,
I don't know how much they mucked with the recipe. It's been years since I've had KFC.
Yeah, terribly, by the way. But this was the early 70s when he was saying it was wallpaper paste.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know, who knows what the secret ingredients are totally, but I know one of them is salt, because every time I had KFC, I was thirsty for 3 days.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, down in the South, there's a chain called Checkers.
Oh, of course. Isn't it everywhere?
And up here, there's no Checkers up here.
Really?
In this part of the country, I don't know if they're related, but the food is just as good, and that it's called Good Times.
Uh-huh.
And it's a drive-up, walk-up place. There's nothing indoors. But, boy, they serve that meat, and it's good quality meat, and it's still sizzling, and the tomato is cold, and the lettuce is cold. You get it in about 45 seconds, and they apologize for the delay.
Wow, and this is called Good Times?
Good Times in this part of the country. It's Checkers down in Florida and Georgia and stuff.
Well, Checkers is, they've got 550 locations, 21 in Illinois, but maybe they don't, rallies, sometimes they're known as rallies.
Yeah, so I've seen rallies,
You're right, exactly, but I have not seen Good Times.
Well, they may be very limited, and the companies may not be related at all, but having traveled, of course, lived in Florida and here, and had both, I can't tell the difference. It's almost as if it's the same recipe, because I always love Checkers.
Yeah, well, that's
And, of course,
out.
My go-to in Texas when I was really hungry was Whataburger. But
of course.
That's a different story. A lot of these places, you know, they pre-cook the patties, and they sit them in a pan of hot water until you order them. And that's, you know,
painful.
Good Times does not do that.
No,
yeah,
just painful. I see Good Times, and I can select a location here. It says you have no locations. Well, tell me where they are. All right, let's go find us.
Yeah.
Well, there's one here in Boulder, Colorado, and another one in Denver, yet another one in Denver, and in Littleton, and another one in Denver, and Broomfield. They may be local to you, Denver.
Yeah, they could be.
Lakewood, another Denver. Aurora, Saudi Aurora. Thornton, all the hot spots, more than one in Lakewood. Westminster, of course, right on Wadsworth, don't you know?
I was there yesterday.
All right, yeah.
Westminster.
Fort Collins, Loveland, let's see, North Glen, all right, Wheat Ridge. No, they're yours. A couple more Auroras. It's it. Just Denver area, that's it. One in Gillette, Wyoming.
Oh, up there.
Oh, here's one in Sheridan, Wyoming. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You started the show talking about Facebook, and I just want to say, don't get me started. Oh. But all I can say is, don't ever buy anything from a Facebook ad.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. First of all, most of it is cheap junk. I know too many people who have fallen for it.
Yeah.
No, if you find something on there, because they splash ads at you.
Yeah.
If you find something on there, you absolutely have to have log out, close your browser, and go try to find it yourself.
Right. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that. But after, you know, I mean, this week alone, we're $2.7 billion in fines for misusing your identity. That should tell people all they need to know about Facebook.
Yep. Yep. Exactly right.
So, yeah.
How long till a break?
Well, Adam would like me to do it now, but what's on your mind?
Do it now and we'll come back.
All right, we'll do that coming up on WGN Radio.
Here you come again, just when I begun to get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile, and there go all my defenses. Leave it up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind and filling up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is B.J. Thomas. And Rita in Harwood Heights says, I want to hear the Andrews Sisters, B.J. Thomas, John Denver, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Forget about John Denver. The others I'll try to fulfill. All right, with that in mind, I figured, B.J. Thomas, why not Here You Come Again? Because he had the original. You know, the Dolly Parton, who, of course, big hit. That was a cover off a B.J. Thomas cut on an album entitled B.J. Thomas on MCA in 1977. Yeah, a little earlier than Dolly. Released it on RCA also in 77. Now, back to Dennis. All right. So, by the way, the Boar's Head plant was one plant involved, and it's in Virginia. It's in Jarrett, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Well, that tells us something. Are there other plants? Did you find
them? Yeah, there are apparently six plants. I'm trying to find them all. Boar's Head these days is based in Sarasota, so I think some of them might be Florida. But I'm looking for all of them. They're not they're not totally forthcoming about where these damn plants are.
Yeah, well, it makes good sense when you have perishables to have dispatch points different places around the country, so they don't have to travel so long.
Yeah.
You had a caller last night. You know, the lady that's getting married to her telephone friend.
Oh, yes.
Who had such trouble putting down her cat. Mm. I had to do that a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
A jet black, beautiful cat. The thing never left my side. She was just the most loyal and wonderful thing. But there is no better way to do it. I mean, she died in my laps with her eyes watching me as if to trust me to do the right thing.
Right.
And...
I hate to do this. Hang on again. We'll get to you.
Okay.
We'll get to Kat and everything else. But right now, we'll get to the news on WGN Radio.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it. Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the men folks get in close.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the grass lights turn to toad.
Can't help it. The girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold. She mesmerizes every mother's son.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it. She she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to her on bending knee,
can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, it was Cindy in Chicago who wanted to hear Little Richard do that. Yes, from the movie of the same name. On Specialty, of course. All right, so back to Dennis, who had to put his cat down. I didn't know about that. That's so sad.
Well, yeah, I'd had her for quite a few years, and, you know, they get really attached. If people give him a chance, they really do. And it's a black cat. I know you don't like cats because you think they're going to, you know, scratch you to death if they get a chance, but it takes time and patience, and they can be just as you know, just as comfortable as a nice dog. Although cats are a lot less, they need a lot less attention if you're gone a lot and stuff like I am.
That is true. Yes, they are very self-sufficient.
Dogs cannot handle that
at all. Not for a minute.
Nope. I've talked before, I think, about class reunions and the great equalizers they are.
Yes.
And what I've determined, and you probably have too, or what you've probably learned, is, you know, the geeky kids, the shy ones, the ones that nobody wanted to date and nobody wanted to pick for the basketball team, today are all CEOs living on Leisure Lane.
Yeah, right. Right. They're the millionaires. You betcha.
Yeah. And the top of the social ladder, as years went by, you know,
they
drank themselves to death. They're in wheelchairs. They're in terrible shape. If I would encourage your listeners, if they, you know, are coming up on a 20, 30, 40, 50 year reunion, don't worry about it. You don't look like you were when you were 16, and nobody else does. They're not going to look any better than you are. Go down there and have some fun. When I was, I went and visited my family in California a couple of weeks ago, and it just happened to coincide with a 55th year high school reunion. So I went over and just had a grand time. The bullies and the idiots were gone, and it was just a good time.
I'll never know, because when my 10th reunion came around 40-something years ago, or 50-something years ago, I wrote deceased on the card. And I never heard another word from them. And, you know, it's just as well, because I was working by the time I was in high school. I really didn't know any of these people anyway. But if they had ever had a grade school reunion, I remember all those kids. I would have gone to that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they never had those. And, of course, I went to a school that was newly built that has long since been torn down because it was built with asbestos. And I know out of 30 kids in my class, that's how many, you know, were in the, I guess, fifth or sixth grade, 10 of them are dead.
Oh, yeah.
And have been for a while. Yeah.
I was invited to talk before a high school class back in Connecticut for a couple of times a few years ago. And I tried to give these kids a little dose of reality. I said, you know, 10 years goes by pretty quick. And I said, not everybody in this room is going to be alive. You're going to have tragedy. You're going to have issues and problems. And prepare for it. Because that was my case, too. I mean, there were, just in my year and the year before, by the time I was in 12th grade,
yeah.
Oh, gosh, half a dozen of my classmates were gone.
Yeah.
So it just happens. But other than that, it was a good time. I'm really glad I went.
Good.
We sat around and did NyQuil shooters and, and discussed old times. And the liver spot contest was fun, too.
Oh, yeah?
But everybody had just a great time.
Good.
Anyway, keep giving good radio. You do it like nobody else. I just did some math here, and I realized I'm in my 14th year and about fourth month of calling the Raleigh James Show.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
So you've got some staying power.
No, well, in the meantime, I found all the plants. Newcastle, Indiana, Forest City, Arkansas, Conway, South Carolina, Winter Haven, Florida, Petersburg, Virginia, Jared, Virginia, and Holland, Michigan.
Oh, you don't. When you get on some, you don't let it go.
No. Well, of course, I knew where to go. I just went to Indeed and saw what the plant workers had to say on comments.
No, there you go.
All right.
There they were.
Yeah, they like the people, by the way, for the most part. They love the owners.
Yeah.
Anyway, good to talk to you, and do it again soon.
All right, cheers.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. Mm-hmm. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Most of the time when I say I'm going to do something on the air, I do it, and then I forget to tell you about it, and I apologize for that, but I'll look that up, and I'll get the answer, and then it'll just never occur to me that I was supposed to share with the rest of the class. Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, I'm going to be listening to the radio in my bed here soon here, but I wanted to call you early.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be doing some hours tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but I went to a nice event today in Higgins Hall right by RBJ Stadium.
Yeah.
Tropical Nights, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. So it was like a center for empowering women, but it was the ladies and the gentlemen that went there.
Uh-huh.
And you went to these different booths and you tasted different foods and some nice drinks and all that, nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
I got to take a photo with a pair. Now, I wanted to do the Beretta stand, but they only let me put the bird on my arm. So.
Okay. Yeah, I think they've had too many accidents. Many years ago at the parrot jungle in Miami, they always used to have you stick your arms out and they put, you know, two parrots on each arm and they put a parrot on your head. And I did that as a kid. And of course, I freaked out the parrot somehow. And boy, when those claws dig in, that's worse than cats.
Yeah, that thing is the big one. I had the big one on it.
Oh, yeah.
The medium one, but I had the big one on my arm. Yeah.
Yeah, those are big claws.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's first. I never done that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I think Tropical Nights has been going on there for its 33rd year or something. It happens a lot.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously been there previous years before I got there.
Right.
But yeah, it was a nice event. Yeah.
Good.
Actually, that's where I had my because it's right next to St. Lawrence Church.
Okay.
And remember I told you the other day that they're repairing their roof.
Uh-huh.
And there in Higgins High is where they're having the masses for that church.
Wow. Okay.
Not to get that repair, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like Naples.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's no fun when the ceiling comes down on you.
Yeah. Okay, I got a request here. And you're always good with pronunciations, but I saw her on Johnny Carson in the 80s, but the Polish singer Basia.
Oh, Basia Czerchilewska. Yeah,
Basia.
Yeah, she never uses her last name. It's Czerchilewska. Trzetrze.
I wouldn't even want to try and pronounce that. But here's a good song whenever you go into a break or news, Half a Minute.
Okay.
I'm going to request that song.
Half a Minute. Okay, all right. I'll do it. You betcha. All right, good deal. Thanks.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think Astrid is one of my favorites by Basia. She does kind of a tribute to Astrid Gilberto. She lives in England now, I think, and still singing, obviously, and Polish gal who loved bossa nova. How do you not like that? Sam and Gurney has a correction. All right, what did I do wrong now?
Oh, you didn't know nothing, Raleigh, but I did. I wanted to call back and just apologize. Last night, I had shared an account about my trip down to the Elvis territory.
Right.
And I referred to his girlfriend as Cindy Thompson. Her actual name is Linda Thompson.
Yes.
And the confusion came about because I saw a gal by the name of Cindy Thompson perform at the Grand Ole Opry, who is a wonderful country singer, if no one's ever heard of her.
All right.
So I just confused the names, and I just wanted to apologize for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Linda is still with us, and, of course, you got the tour from her relative, but,
yep.
And she was married to Bruce Jenner before he was Caitlyn.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was.
I kind of don't want to touch that.
Right. Well, then she was married to David Foster, and I don't know after that.
Yeah, I do recall all that, but I just wanted to correct... Like I said, after I got off the phone, I was thinking, I know I didn't do something right there, and I was mulling it over when I was falling asleep, and I'm like, you know, I referred to Linda as Cindy, and I apologize.
Well, that's fine. Yes, Linda was Miss Shelby County in 1969. So yes, indeed.
She was actually, I think she actually was Miss Tennessee at a point.
She was named Miss Tennessee in 72. And
and I know she was on Hee Haw as well.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was a Hee Haw honey, started that in 77.
Yeah, so anyway, but if none of your listeners have heard Cindy Thompson, who I did refer to, they should take a listen. She's a wonderful singer.
All right.
I saw her at the Grand Ole Opry back in, it was about 10 years ago or something, but I saw her at the Grand Ole Opry, and she was wonderful.
Excellent. All right, good deal.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
appreciate
you,
it. All right.
Bless you.
So,
bye.
888-876-5593. We're going to do some of James' stories coming up next, and he always gives me 9,832,000, so we'll review some of them. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Another gal, I'm told. I tried to treat him kind. I thought he would be mine. That man I hate to lose. That's why mama's got the blues. The man that I love, he has left me in this town. The man I love has gone and left me in this town. And if it keeps on snowing, I will be Gulf Coast bound. Mailman passed, but he didn't leave no news. The mailman passed, but he didn't leave no news. I'll tell the world he left me crying those Gulf Coast blues.
WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Ella Fitzgerald, Gulf Coast Blues. Blues 1940 on Decca, and Greg and Lombard wanted to hear that. We are going to get to James' story, but I just saw something on the screen. He doesn't call often, so we have to find out what's up with Detective Chuck in South Carolina. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Missed you guys. I was telling John I was out of the loop a little bit. I can't remember if I talked to you several months ago. I told you I was going to have her. Did start having the cataract surgery, so I had both of them done and came out good. And
good.
Kind of been out of the loop a little bit, but everything's good here in South Carolina, except at 8 o'clock tonight, our AC went out.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
August 1st? No, no. Go to a hotel now.
No, we're okay. It's holding, believe it or not, it's holding at 81. Believe it or not, that's holding at 81 in the house, which isn't bad. That isn't super bad, you know.
Wait till tomorrow afternoon.
I called my H guy and left a message, and believe it or not, he called me at 9 o'clock and said, we'll be there at 8:30 in the morning.
All right.
Doggone good.
All right.
Of course, we got a contract. If we weren't a regular customer and had a contract, they probably wouldn't even have called, but it was good. So
good.
So anyway, I hope you're doing good, and I thought about you last night because I rarely watch the news. You know how that works, right?
Yes.
I must have been watching football. I must have been watching a baseball game, and the news came on, and your buddy Murrow was on there smiling and appealing his federal case and all this. You know, I didn't do it and all this stuff. So I thought, man, I got to call Raleigh and tell her that fool's on TV again.
Oh, man. Well, I wonder what his excuse is now.
Yeah, well, he's appealing everything, but the main thing that's going to come up is in federal court in North Carolina, I think, is where the appeal is set for federal court for all those fraud charges and misappropriation and, you know, taking money across state lines, whatever those federal charges were. I don't, I, yeah, I'm kind of done with that case, you know what I mean? And then he said, well, of course he's still appealing the murder case based on that one clerk in the county that tried the case.
Right, of course.
The jury, remember that?
Yes, who basically instructed them to find him guilty, yes.
Yeah, but that's all kind of been debunked, or if it happened, it was harmless error, as they say, or one of those deals like that, you know. So hopefully you and everybody are doing good out there.
Yeah, can't complain. So let me ask you on Murdaugh, you'll know more than I do. His son, the living son, the one he didn't kill, is he estranged or is he still maintaining dad was innocent?
You know what? He has been under the radar. I haven't been following it close, but I have seen nothing in the news here, in the paper. Now, I'm sure there's stuff on social media, which I don't follow. So I really can't answer that other than the fact that I've seen nothing about him. He's kind of evaporated. You know, he had a new girlfriend or a new wife or something. He moved out of state, and he may be, quote unquote, you know, to state it loosely, in the victim witness protection program. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just to get away from that, you know, so
he
I really don't know.
The last I knew was June. In June, he filed a lawsuit against Netflix, claiming that they, you know, libeled him, basically. And that was the so he named Netflix and HBO and other things. And, yes, I think he lives with the girl that he was dating when he was in law school before he got kicked out for plagiarizing.
Yeah, well, then he'd fall right in line with a certain president we know that allegedly plagiarized in law school, too, who I won't name.
Yeah, so there is that. And yes, indeed. And so that's the last I know. I don't know if he's still living with the girl. The girl went on to graduate and she became a lawyer and she was living with him, but I hadn't heard then since. But if he's willing to sue somebody, he better get ready for discovery.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing is, just from what I know from a corporate standpoint of Netflix, I don't think they're one of these. I don't think they're a corporation that's just going to go ahead and settle that. You know, I don't think they're.
I don't think they will either.
I would be surprised if they did. Now, if it was certain other companies, I would say, yeah, he's got a chance to get $1.5 million and ride off into the sunset, you know.
Yeah, but you're
of
right.
The litigation and so forth.
Exactly.
You know?
But I don't think Netflix will settle either because I think they're looking forward to discovery. They plan to broadcast it.
Yeah, and they'll just keep ramping up the story.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what they do, you know.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Netflix has turned out to be it's one of the stocks I ever bought, but it's been a very successful company there was times when it looked like they weren't going to survive 3-4 years ago, whenever that was, you know, but here they are. They reinvented themselves. From what I understand.
Yeah, they're doing well at the moment, you know, who knows minute to minute with all of these companies. I gave up.
Yeah. Now, did you get? I just called you now, but did you get preempted by the Bears football game or anything?
No Bears.
The
only things I've been preempted for lately. One was very worthwhile. There were a lot of weather emergencies a week or so ago in Chicago, so GN covered that, which is what a radio station's supposed to do. And then Trump's acceptance speech. They aired that, and so that gave me a few nice hours to do nothing. And I took advantage of it,
So. And I guess 3 weekends ago on a Saturday, we had a very eventful situation. And the only thing I'll say about that right now, the more news that comes out, I'm not sure if you saw all these people that have videos that they took that are now leaking out.
Yep.
We're learning more every day from some of these private citizens and stuff. And I saw the interview today from one of the county SWAT teams, and I almost wanted to throw up, Raleigh. You got all these grown men, the ones that were on TV, I think this morning, saying that they saw the guy and they called it into headquarters so that they would send 2 uniformed guys out there to intercept them. No, get off your dumb you-know-what, and you go out there and confront the guy. I couldn't believe it.
I'm the conspiratorialist from way back when. So, you know, this is such a comedy of errors, I have to believe it was a setup.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, Raleigh, and of course I was in a different era, I'm old school, but I never seen so many inept law enforcement people at every level. I mean,
I know.
It makes me sick just to look at it. I mean, I worked with the Pennsylvania State Police. I worked with every one of those agencies there, and that's my backyard. I mean, I could throw a stone from my house to Butler County.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself, but early on, you remember the stop and frisk laws and all that, which is still
course.
In effect
yeah.
in the federal law. That's still federal Supreme Court law, stop and frisk. Well, when this thing first started and they were trying to make excuses for why the police didn't confront the guy, why they didn't find them, why they didn't jack them up, jack them down, whatever, somebody intimated that in Pennsylvania, which I have not been able to confirm, that as it relates to stop and frisk, for an officer to stop somebody, they can't have mere suspicion. They have to have probable cause. Well, that's a ridiculous. Probable cause, you can get a warrant for somebody and arrest them if you got probable cause. Suspicion is exactly what you had at that rally. You have 30,000 people there. There was only one guy acting like him. Only one, you know, out of 30,000. And you got 180 police officers. 180 police officers. And nobody decided to just grab him by the collar and find out what he was up to. That would have took care of everything.
Stay,
you know what I mean?
Stay exactly where you are. I'm going to go to the news, but I'm going to talk to you on the stream. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, and WGN will go to news right now on WGN Radio. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to believe that this was a setup, that that yes, they look inept, but I think there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, you're probably right, and it was probably a setup of omission. In other words, you didn't have X number of people get in a room and say, we're going to do this, this, and this, and we're going to get rid of Donald Trump. But there's ways to configure these events so that you leave these openings, and then, but then if that happened then, Raleigh, they would have already had to know that this guy was planning to do something. Now, they wouldn't have to know that he was actually going to go try to take care of Trump on that day, but they would have to know and be on the radar of the Secret Service and or the FBI or some other federal agency where they thought he had the potential to do that, because here's the deal. You got you're 50, 60 miles from the city of Pittsburgh. You got the Secret Service and the FBI office there. There's probably 36 people in that Pittsburgh metropolitan area that were just as much of a threat as he was, or was just as nutty as he was, that are always on the radar. They track these people. They do intelligence on them. They go interview them. They stalk them. They put beepers on their cars. This happens all the time. For this guy, They come out to say they didn't know about him.
Yeah.
If your theory is right, then they absolutely knew about him.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I've never heard of a detail like this where they wouldn't secure those rooftops. It's right there with shots in the perimeter. It's not conceivable to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I told you this in the past. I did a lot of things in my career, and I worked with the Secret Service. I worked for the Secret Service as a contractor, and post 9/11, which I wasn't allowed to talk about for 5 or 6 years, I was in charge of the Dick Cheney detail for 3 or 4 different events. And it was me, retired detective, and a dozen rookie Secret Service agents and a bunch of off-duty police, the Secret Service agents that had just graduated within the past 18 months. They shipped to the West Coast, brought them back to D.C. for me to take care of Mr. Cheney. And I did it. You know, and with covering every stone, and you check and you recheck and you have meetings and you do this, everybody has to be on the same page, on the same radio, everything. And we're talking post right after 9/11. We're talking that spring right after 9/11 when everything was hot. And the reason the Secret Service was so shorthanded was everything was going on to Bush and his family, and Cheney was getting the crumbs left over, I can say now, whatever you want to call it. So I was in charge, basically, and I'm happy I was, and I'm glad it worked out. But we covered everything. I mean, just unbelievable. Every doorknob had to be checked.
Yeah, yeah.
Every place we went, every advance check, recheck. This event, it's probably the, even though Trump got winged, one guy died, two people were shot, even if nothing would have happened that day and they would have arrested him because he was walking around with a gun or something like that, and then they would have backtracked on the story, it would have still been a disaster. Not a deadly disaster, but it would have still been as big a screw-up from a statistic, a strategic and a planning a situation. I've never seen anything so sloppy in my life, and I was doing executive protection in the 60s when I was on the police department for congressmen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Off-duty, working things like that for congressmen, senators, and we also poured security for Chief Justice Berger. He lived in my beat. When I was a motorcycle cop, he lived in my beat.
Yeah, well, I can't see any situation where you've got line of sight from multiple rooftops where those rooftops aren't secured. I mean, that's so basic to me. I would think the rookies who, were just out of class would have demanded that. Something's up with that.
Yeah. I mean, even if they screwed up in the planning, in the meeting stages of it, 30, 90 minutes, whatever it is now. Now the distance is getting up to 90 minutes, they knew about him. And then when people were saying he's on the roof, why didn't those cops just go up on the roof? Why didn't they just go up there and confront him, have a shootout with him, and kill him right on the roof? I mean, that's all they had to do. Send two cops up there, they could have took him out. All these cops are running around the building trying to stand on tables to see him. He was up there. He just hadn't pushed his head up above the peak of the roof. Because he was on the other side and they're on the opposite side. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and we'll never know the extent of this, I'm sure.
Well, like I say, more stuff is coming out all the time. And these guys were on TV this morning.
Hello? I think we just lost Detective Chuck.
Well, let an evil lie. Say, but I'll hide from the devil on judgment day. I say, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line. Oh yeah. Well, me and the devil sitting at a stoplight. He started rolling all us out of sight. I say, I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man. I'm on fire, I'm old man down the line. Well, going pretty fast, I look up behind. I hear on the devil doing 99. I say, I'm a move, 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 I'm a move,
I'm a move, I'm
smart, the race was won. I come the devil doing 101. I'm a fire-riding move, man. I'm a fire-riding move, man. I'm a fire-riding move, man. Down the line.
Let's play it again.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Race with the Devil, that's what started it all for Gene Vincent. Yeah, Tex Davis and Gene Vincent did write that in 1956. And that was well before Bebopalula later in the year. There's a real story with that. But I mention that because, as you know, Monday night our theme was all the acts we played were African-American performers that appeared on Perry Como's show. Well, where I got that idea was good old Carol Show Prep, just the most wonderful stuff. In 1956 this week, Gene Vincent made his first national television appearance, and it was on the Perry Como Show. So when I saw that, I thought, I can work a theme out of that. But nonetheless, there it is. So 888-876-5593. Great to hear from Detective Chuck. Hopefully he'll call back again. His cell phone died on me while I was talking to him, and we were having a rousing conversation about all that went down with the attempted assassination. And I think the one thing, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, because it's really not a political story that way. It's really more of a security fail, start to finish. How the heck they didn't have those rooftops secured and everything else. And Detective Chuck was saying about how crowd videos are coming out more by the day. That's just kind of startling. Yeah. I don't know what Trump's doing, but if I was him, I'd be getting my own security right about now. All right, probably true for all of them. 888-876-5593. James is on the south side. How's it going, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Yeah?
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, how are the joints? What did you injure lately?
They said, oh, we're going to go one step further. We're going to give you an MRI.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they did that today.
Oh, how lovely. And I wonder what they found. Probably nothing.
Hopefully I won't know until January when the x-ray is.
Till January?
Yeah, because that's what? When the neurosurgeon.
Wait, this is August 1st, January?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't want to ask about your medical plan. Dear Lord. All right. Well, hopefully you'll still be with us when you go back in January. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'm doing okay. I did a lot of yard work. Of course, somebody would say, why are you doing this kind of heat?
True. They would be right.
Yeah. But at least I'm glad that it was something that I had been putting off, and I said, oh, I'm going to make sure that way this bush will look a lot better in the spring, come spring.
All right. Well, you're not.
It still looks pretty.
You're not in one of those HOAs where they're going to fine you if you don't do the yard work, are you?
Oh, no. Right, I'm good, not in. Good, thankfully, good. I'm not in that.
Good, good, because that could be a danger. All right.
Yeah.
So we have many stories, including your cooking utensils, frying pans in particular, are making you sick. And, you know, when I saw that headline, before I even got to the story, I thought, I bet this is about Teflon. And it is. It's about the Teflon flu. Why do people think that nonstick surfaces are safe?
I recall when my mother got when she was getting got a couple of Teflon ones. She did most of her cooking. She used the old iron, cast iron,
yeah.
or the copper bottom,
stainless steel,
yeah. Types.
Right, stainless steel or cast iron. Yeah, exactly. And Teflon's been around a real long time, but the stories on it have been around almost as long. So I thought to myself, there's a story on this in 2024, yes, and an ABC News report with more than 265 suspected cases of Teflon flu. No. Do not use cookware with surfaces. You know, you can't be that lazy. So,
apparently, guess what? People don't want to use the old cast iron. It's reliable. Once you prep it, yeah. It is like a dream, and you can use it for a number of things.
Yeah, and the only thing not to use it for is things like tomato, things like that. It doesn't do well with that, and that's why you've got your stainless steel. But for just about, I'm a big cast iron believer. So, it's amazing to me how individuals don't check into some of this stuff. But like I say, that article, nothing new in it, but what was new was that they're still talking about this in 2014.
Yeah, because people got stuff that basically, some variant of the Teflon. It might not be. I can recall stuff that we threw out that basically it said, oh, this stuff is all cool, where the stuff has gone away from it.
Right.
And we're glad to get the hold of some more steel ones to basically to replace them. And had course, apparently somebody loved one of the rather old cast irons that they decided to borrow it and didn't give it back.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. So yeah. A number of other stories, too. And, of course, the Boar's Head story trumps them all as far as recalls, now over 2 million pounds. But we have...
Yeah, now, I know a little something about here. Okay, the big store they really use as Boar's Head is Pete's Market, which is kind of like a mid-sized market.
Okay.
They use it. And let's see, I'm not going to say Kroger for certain because I don't know.
Well, some Krogers do, some Krogers don't. Boar's Head is huge. It's in every major chain, not in every store, but in every major chain. It's ubiquitous. I find them all over the place. And until now, I've liked them. So they're everywhere. But with 2 million pounds, I'm not 100% sure that this company survives that.
Let's see. Their main competition, like the Joe I go to, doesn't have Boar's Head. Their big
some don't.
Like,
yeah, like it might be Dietz and Watson or somebody else. There's a number of people it could be, but sure, some do, some don't. But there's a lot of them. I don't think like when you say Kroger, some Krogers do, some don't.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that Boar's Head does survive.
Because so do I.
Now I heard some good stuff about them. And,
Absolutely. Their honey maple turkey is just divine. Obviously a wonderful thing, but it's a lot more will unfold in this. But then we have women are lining up to be impregnated by a billionaire. After he's revealed, he's fathered 100 children who have his quality genes.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of that Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore, and Robert Redford movie.
If you say so.
Okay, I'll give you $1 million for one night with your wife. Basically.
Oh, all right. Well, in this case, I don't think you get to spend any time with him. I believe that it's frozen sperm that they do IVF. But regardless, women, certainly all over Russia, are lining up to get this sperm. Okay, then.
You know, he's going to be more popular than, I guess, Putin.
Well, and he's making more money because they charge, too, apparently. 315 pounds for natives, for Russians, but then the rate is much higher for foreign nationals. So, so far, over 100 children as a sperm donor. So, clearly, I know how he became a billionaire. This guy is willing to make money any way he can.
Let's see now. Okay, I can't just imagine them setting up a minor stock market option there, saying a futures market on him. Okay, I'll put 200 on that.
right. Now we have a woman who uncovers an entire swimming pool beneath the floorboards in her new home. This, by the way, didn't totally surprise me because for a while anyway, the idea of those indoor pools, there were a lot of them in homes across America. Hello, mold. But regardless, here's a woman who buys a home in Arkansas and finds out that there's a lot more to the hardwood floors than she realized. There was a complete pool and hot tub beneath them.
So, hey, she's got her jacuzzi already. She can say, come on over with the water's fine.
Yeah. Like I say, I'd be concerned how much mold was in that, but nonetheless, I think there have been a number of home discoveries. Individuals who have, one guy knocked down a wall to reveal a big tunnel that led to some 2,000-year-old city. It obviously not in America, somewhere in central Angola or something. But regardless, there have been over 200 underground cities discovered in recent decades because of house remodeling.
Yeah, well, you can say, I should have had that job at Cerro Corrado.
Yeah. Yep. So there are several others. Was there any that caught your attention in particular?
Yes. there was the one where the husband and wife had gone to dinner.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the service the restaurant wasn't doing too well, but the waitress was trying to really make up for everything that was, and she in the end she even paid their bill.
Oh wow!
And the husband didn't even leave the tip.
No,
it was $30.
No,
and he didn't leave a tip.
No, oh,
his wife tried berating him to try, but he said he tried some faulty logic. Well, okay.
No.
Okay. Hey, she did it, so it's on her.
Oh, please. Please. That's the time to call divorce court. Now, my favorite of the stories, though, as far as any of them, was a homeowner who in Canada was away, comes home on Sunday, finds a family of strangers in her outdoor pool. And there were cars in the parking lot and people in the pool and all that. And they were just bewildered until they found out that apparently somebody rented out their pool online. It's some kind of a mobile app that allows swimmers to lease private property pools by the hour. And so someone who obviously wasn't too fond of this family decided they'd make it their pool. So these individuals paid about $35 to dip in the suburban Montreal pool. But the problem is the homeowner was not the one who put it on the market. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you want to know something? I say it again, like the police here say, devil media.
I don't know. Well, it's always good stuff and always wonderful to talk to you, James.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Yeah,
it's
storming again here.
Ah, really? Well, stay safe.
Although it's cooled off. It's cooled.
Well, that's good. That's the upside. All right.
Yep.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
You take care.
You too. So, yeah, and you know, you've heard these stories. I mean, hell, we've heard stories about people who've sold houses that don't belong to them. But this Swimmingly app that they have in Canada, yeah, $35 an hour, you rent out your pool to strangers. And, well, or you rent out somebody else's pool to strangers. I would think somehow you're getting the money and there's going to be a trace on that some way, but it surprised the heck out of the homeowners. 888-876-5593. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine on WGN Radio.
Earth angel, will you be mine? My darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool again, a fool in love with you. I fell for you and I knew the vision of your loveliness.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I came out in 1981 on Boardwalk. Her single crossed my desk, and I thought, well, maybe. Heard it. Yeah, Richard Dimples Fields, how could it be bad? All right, so 888-876-5593. And Detective Chuck is back. His phone has not left him entirely, and he's got requests. So what do you want to hear?
That might have been I'll give you my request first. I just throw in a little nostalgia. How about Al Hibbler, When the Lights Go Down Low, for a little change of pace later
okay.
on.
You got it.
Anyway, you were talking about strange things found in a house. I'll give you a good short one.
back in the middle 80s, I knew a remodeling contractor, did remodeling additions on houses.
Yeah.
And he contracts to do an addition and a remodeling on a house.
Yeah.
The people are going to go on vacation. They're going to the beach for a week or two. He's got the keys. He goes in with his work. He's going to do his job, right?
Right.
So they go in. They start doing some demolition, and they I don't know how long they were there, but they tear a wall apart. What do they find inside this wall?
Oh, no.
Two shotguns.
Uh-oh.
And there was, I don't remember exactly what his concern was, but he calls the police.
Right.
The police show up. They take possession of the shotgun. People come home from vacation, and I can't remember if he said anything to them, and this is where the story gets really good. The shotguns were issued by the police department that picked them up to the husband and wife that lived in the house because they were both police officers, and their shotguns were drywalled into their one of the rooms in their house.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, that's an interesting story, but I was expecting to hear that they traced him back and there were murders involved.
No, it wasn't, but I know the people, I know all the people involved. They should have lost their jobs. They should have been fired.
Right.
Because those shotguns were issued to them were for them to carry when they were working.
Right, of course.
Keep them in their cruisers.
Yes.
So they were in the wall, so they couldn't use them.
Ever. Oh, I love it.
Exactly.
I mean,
literally speaking, I got the shotgun I was issued in 1967 from the police department, sawed-off shotgun, Remington 870, the Lux model, and when I retired, I bought it. So I bought it for like $80,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still have it.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
Al Hibbler will be coming up
next. It never left my side, and I even had a nickname for it. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you name it?
Gucci.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. You will hear Al
anyway,
next.
I thought you'd, I mean, you can call that a dumb cop story or whatever you want to call it.
I love it. The
same couple got in a lot more trouble, even more serious than that, and they always wiggled out of it. They never got fired. They never got disciplined to what the extent they should have been, so forth and so forth and so on. You know, they're both retired now, whatever, but
it's a talent.
Unbelievable.
It's a talent. All right. Talk to you soon. Appreciate
Seriously.
It. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. So news on WGN Radio.
After the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me, sir. And when the dancing is through, and folks will be few, I'll be here sitting with no one but you. And I'll be needing you so, after the lights go down low. I wanna hold you, squeeze you as tight as I can. I'd like to kiss you and please you and make you understand. And when you thrill me, you fill me with love so divine. Together we can have a good time. When the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me so. And we can cuddle up near, without any fear, cause I've got some sweet talk that you want to hear. And I'll be needing you so, after the lights go down low.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. After the lights go down low. Al Hibbler, you know that was his last top 10 hit? 1956 on Decca. And I was Detective Chuck who wanted to hear that and happy to play it. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And I've already forgotten what Basha requests that Eduardo wanted, but I know Carol, who listens to the show and keeps me in line, makes me seem like I know what I'm doing or have some semblance of order. She'll tell me. And Eduardo, you'll get it next week, I promise. Stacy in Algonquin, welcome back to WGN.
Raleigh?
Yes, how are you, Stacy?
Hi. I wanted to request some songs.
Okay.
Can I have one from the Delphonics?
Okay.
And one from James Brown.
Okay.
And can I have a Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie. Okay. There's one I can play, and only one, and I'll be happy to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one I like, but I'll be happy to play it.
Okay. Right. And that's it. And I just wanted to say have a wonderful weekend, and you and John stay well.
You too. And we'll talk to you next week.
And I'm doing okay. I'm getting physical therapy and everything.
Good. And then you're following afterwards and doing your exercises at home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
And I was just looking, like, through my insurance to find a dentist and an eye doctor and stuff like that.
Mm. That's
but
no fun.
It'll all fall into place.
Absolutely, it will. One thing at a time.
Yes, and I send blessings to all of your callers who need help and everybody. And you and John, please stay well.
All right, we'll try.
We'd love to hear you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you'll hear me next week, and I'll play at least Lionel Richie next. How about that?
Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, Raleigh.
You too. Okay, bye. All right, so mine will be spent working, but that's okay. If I get caught up on things, that'd be wonderful. Yes, tower clients behaving badly. All right. Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
I'm here. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening quite a bit, but I had seven. Even for me, that's quite a lot, but I had seven hockey games in the last 5 days, and that's quite a bit. That's pretty tiring, I guess. It's fun.
Now, what type of hockey?
Oh, like this is just adult league, you know, goofball adult leagues, you know, all kinds of ranges from Naperville, Aurora to Janesville, Rockford, and so on. Yeah, I like playing all over the place.
Is this like field hockey or ice hockey or
no, ice hockey?
Hockey.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all ice hockey. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like we have, you know, it's like as I told you before, it's like we're part of your family, the family of the lonely callers, and so on. It's just so funny. No, I'm just being funny.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I had so many people call me today about, did you hear this? Did you hear this on the Raleigh show? I'm like, yes, I heard. We're all talking today about. Sorry, is it Carol from Yorkville, that Miss Yorkville elderly lady? Oh, my God, that was crazy.
Oh, no, that was, I think that was Barb in Yorkville.
Barb from York.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad. I'm like, oh, my goodness, if she's listening,
we can't wait to hear the next chapter on this.
It sounded so scammy from the very get-go, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I know. And when she said her son was concerned, I thought, yeah, her son's going to have her committed. No, but, we'll see. Stranger things have happened, I guess, as long as she's being safe.
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout-out to my dear friends that listen to you. That's Lisa C. from Ashcombe in Illinois and my dear friend Steve in Geneva.
Okay, Steve and Lisa.
Yeah. But, you know, if a guy's serious, he's going to go to you and take a hike and get on a plane or drive, you know, he's not going to string you along for 2 years, you know, like that whole thing about the truck and the car accident. Oh, my God. I could hear in your voice, you're like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But anyway, we're all worried about it. I hope everybody, of course, is well and safe.
Yeah.
And
well, I hope it works out. I hope it works out the best, and at the very least, I hope that Barb is not putting herself into any situation where she could be hurt.
Right. What really gets it to me is like if someone doesn't want to like do a Zoom call, or everybody uses Google Chat.
No. I would not do a Zoom call with anybody for any reason ever in life itself.
Okay.
In fact,
but if you're interested, well,
yeah, no,
you're not
I don't care. I don't care what I was interested in. I make sure that the cameras are disabled. Not only do I do that with the software, but I also use quite a bit of electrical tape. There's no way that anything I have has a camera.
Well, that's fine, you know, and everybody puts a little thing over their camera, sure. But one way to find out if someone's legit or not is you do a apple-to-apple iPhone call to somebody, and you can video chat somebody or whatever you want to do. However you video, Google chat.
I would not be willing to do it.
But if she's out there trying to, like, get to meet this guy, you know what I mean? That's the point I'm trying to make.
I understand that, but, you know, given she's in her 80s and he's in her 70s, and whether or not they Google chat or not is a definite question. It's not quite as easy. So, you know, but we'll see. I didn't hear anything that alarmed me like he was asking her to send money.
Right, right.
Now that would be a deal breaker right there.
Yeah, of course, right. That's right. Hope not.
I have a friend. Well, this is a true story. I have a friend who went to Morocco. And this is absolutely true. She sends pictures of her on the camel. Well, anyway, the camel jockey can't be more than about 18. And she has been sending this boy money. And I'm like, you're out of your mind. And so I don't know what to say. Because she's normally never out of her mind. But apparently the camel jockey was pretty swell.
Well, we all try to make a difference in life.
I don't know. Right. Yeah.
That's right. Interesting. I think we have a great family. I'm always like listening to Bob from Richmond. Is that right, Bob from Richmond?
Absolutely. Jim from Richmond.
Sorry, I'm terrible. Jim? I'm terrible with names. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, just think of all the people that he touched skating. I used to teach people how to skate or how to speed skate, and I'm a coach and a lot of different things like that, I guess, technically. But, I mean, he made a difference in so many people's lives, and we all get rich and rich by listening to the people in the Raleigh James family. I guess that's my message.
Well, I'm just delighted that you called. I wish more of the family would call, but it makes my show a lot easier to do. All right.
Oh, can I say one more thing really quick?
Sure.
You did such a great job over the recent deaths, R&B deaths and so on, but you mentioned Bob Newhart, I think, but
I played
get into
stuff.
Like his 1960 album. I looked it up. He sold about 1.1 million albums and so on, but it's his history of outselling Elvis and so on. It's really remarkable how great he is. I always my parents were always really into him and so on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I loved his phone bits. Yeah. And, of course, like I say, there were others, Shelley Berman and others, who did not like his phone bits. But I thought they were just terrific. And not only the Chicago connection from him being from here, but also it was, of course, Dan Sorkin at WCFL who sort of discovered and found him.
And WGN did a great lot of great tributes. Weeks and talking about how he came on this one show to fill in for something, and he did this bit that they asked him to do for the Abraham Lincoln bit, and it just launched a career for him on radio and TV, it was really amazing. I'm sorry, I'm butchering the story, but I think he had to do it in the lobby. He had to do it in the lobby of the WGN studios for some reason, and they put this little thing together. It was really quite an interesting story.
Oh, great! Well, I'm glad they had the tapes. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Raleigh, it's a pleasure talking to you as always, and thank you so much for the Raleigh James family that you and John do each night.
And thank you for calling. Much appreciated.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Okay. Yeah, that button down mine of Bob Newhart sold millions, absolutely, and others too, but that in particular. Oh, we're going to get to Andrew in Chicago. He's got a job update. All right. Job search 2024 coming up on WGN Radio. Well, that's supposed to be Love Will Conquer All by Lionel Richer, but I don't know where it went, so I may look for another version of that because I promised Stacy Lionel Richie, and I must say that's about the only one that I'd be willing to play. So we'll see if this one works. All right. How about that?
Out here, me and you, reaching out to each other.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there it is, the one Lionel Rich record I'm willing to play. Yeah, just loved it. Love Will Conquer All. And Greg Fillinghames was a co-writer on that, along with Cynthia Weil and Lionel, and that was 1985, and I thought it was just terrific. All right, so that's a medley of all the Lionel Richie records you'll hear me play. But maybe I'll play a Greg Fillinghames next. Yeah, Countdown to Love, anybody? Why not? Andrew in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I've been listening. Just some nights I've been so tired. Because, you know, I'm working, and I love it. I'm just going to call it. I don't want to get in trouble because, you know, in the handbook it says don't talk about this on radio or television.
Well, don't,
so I'm going to call it
Woolworth. Right. Don't tell me who you work for. Let's not do that. All right.
No, I'm going to call it A&T Grocery Store.
Okay, very good. And
sorry, I'm lighting a cigarette.
Oh, great. All right. So.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, all right.
just a quick second.
All right. Very, very good. Kill yourself slowly. Why not? And we'll see. So,
oh, yeah, I'm going to stop eventually. So,
one way or another.
I work in the liquor department.
Yeah.
I work in the liquor department.
That goes well with smoking.
I've been about 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
And after tax, it's about $400 a week, and it's weekly pay. And it's if I make the 60-day mark, I can join the union.
Okay. Okay, so now let me ask. Here it is, the liquor department. What's the strangest request you've had from a customer?
Strangest request. Well, first of all, I'm not even allowed to work the register. If you work there, I'm a stalker. The strangest things from a customer, I would probably say, she said, does your department sell single cans of beer? And I'm like, yeah, you're standing right in front of them.
Oh, all right.
And she was serious, had a heart attack.
Well, maybe she had a few too many single cans before she asked.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I this might constitute, but people, you know, we keep a lot of the nice stuff in the back room.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I went and grabbed one of this nice thing of, I think, champagne out for a customer. He, of course, bought it. But I went and looked at the price, and it was $400.
What?
Why the hell would you spend $400 on a bottle of champagne?
Well, where was it from? What was its provenance? What? Tell me about the champagne.
Oh, I don't remember. I just looked at the price.
I see. Well, I don't know. You'd have to talk to a champagne drinker, but, I mean, a champagne can be a lot more expensive than that.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
You know,
but overall, I like it. You know, and my significant other, you know, he's been a saint looking for, he's been doing so much work. He put a moratorium on his own job search, and he got a loan from his mom and then disclosed a very handsome amount. And he finally got approved for his unemployment. Hopefully he'll be getting his back pay soon. So we have enough. If our budget is $1,200 or less, if it were $1,000, you know, for a studio.
Mm-hmm.
To have three times as much, first, last, and maybe a second rent. The problem is that everybody wants, you know, a 650 or more credit score. Ours is 545, you know. And so that's the hard part. We once lived with at a place that had a slumlord, you know. And we were just like, might just have to do that again, you know, just temporarily, a month by month. You know, the idea of going back to, you know, a rat, roach, and bug infested slum again.
Maybe there's another choice. I don't know what it would be, but I think you're...
Oh, that's last resort.
Very last resort, but I think there's got to be some services for people who are in your situation. You know, now at the moment, you're part of the working poor, frankly. You've got enough money that you can afford to rent, but your credit score doesn't make you an attractive renter. So there should be programs for that.
I mean, I've been looking, my sponsor has been looking for me. I mean, if you come across any service, I came across one, and they said, we'll give you all these listings that are within your budget and credit score. Uh-huh. And I was like, and as this person over the phone, you like signed up on the website, as the person on the phone is giving her pitch, I immediately asked, what is your fee?
Right.
And she, it was like $100. And I said, yeah, no. And she says, why not? You guys don't, people who are legit don't charge.
Well, and if they did, they'd have to guarantee it, which
right.
is also possible too. I'm going to look around because I would assume that you're one of many, actually, as far as that goes. Now, do you have a reason for the bad score? You know, like, did it come from health expenses or anything like that? Why is the score? And you have a partner as well. I assume that his score is also in the same neighborhood.
Correct. And health is one of them. When I looked at my credit score this morning, it's the fact that a few years ago when I had surgery,
Hang on a minute. I'll hear more of this in a moment. Meanwhile, I'll try to look and see if there are any agencies or stuff like that in Chicagoland. And if you know, then a call and help Andrew. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Ooh, 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 ba, 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 ooh, ooh, ba, 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 ooh.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Greg Phillin' Games, as I promised, on Planet 1985, and Kenny Vance co-wrote that. Yes, indeed. Countdown to Love. 888-876-5593. We're talking to Andrew in Chicago. Okay, found a couple things here of interest. One is something called apartmentsolutions.net. Okay? And they don't charge anything. Now, I don't know, and they've got three offices, and one of them is in Chicago. There's a phone number. You can look it up. Just go to apartmentsolutions.net. When you do, I don't know how much they're going to be able to help you, but I suspect that if they can't, they're going to have a line on who can. That's number one, okay? You still with
me? Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yep.
Now, next, your best bet is going to be to find independent landlords. And usually that's a pain because it's somebody who's posted a sign on the street or something like that. Because independent private landlords may not check. It depends. Now, there is, on places like apartment.com, a section, a FSBO section. In other words, for rent by private owners, that kind of thing. And right now there's 845 of them on apartments.com for Chicago. And you can look through those too. And it's hunting because some of them will say, yeah, we want to credit score above 675 or whatever, and others will say no credit check. Now, you can also go to Craigslist, and this is a crapshoot, no doubt about it. You want to be very careful and do a lot of research. But Craigslist very well may have something. Now, very often when you'll see no credit check, you also see prices that are more than you want to pay. So that sometimes is the trade-off. But if you're willing to filter yourself through tons of ads, because, you know, you'll specify no credit check, but believe me, the ads that churn up, many of them will have a credit check. So you have to go through the problem of looking at each and every one. But those are some ideas.
Makes sense.
You can take it.
We thought about doing a Craigslist route. It's just that probably we're going to try to look at tips on avoiding scams.
Well, you can look at all the tips you want. You just have to research it thoroughly. But definitely try that Apartment Solutions that I gave you, because hopefully if they don't have an answer, they will know how to direct you. But it's going to be, you know, good old down-home research and looking at each one individual, and that's the way it'll happen.
Gotcha. But yeah, anyway, good to hear your voice. I will talk to you next week, hopefully. Have a nice night.
You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. If it's on your mind, it will be on mine. Now, speaking of on everybody's mind, well, we have the new moon, which comes up Sunday morning. And in fact, it comes up Sunday morning early Central Time, 6:13 a.m. So if you're interested in writing your law of prosperity checks, again, not real checks, you're not giving any money, that the time would be right before 6:13 a.m. Don't set an alarm. Just do it Saturday night before you go to bed. Now, if you don't know about this, go to MarianneWinkowski.com, just like it sounds, and you'll read all about the law of abundance. And the deal is that the universe is always willing to give you abundance when you ask. Got to ask for these things. Just like with your angels and all that stuff. They won't intervene unless you ask them. But the deal, theoretically, is that right around the time of the new moon, just before it happens, that the veil between here and there is thinner, and they'll be more likely to hear and grant your requests. So that would be law of abundance. And so Saturday night before you go to sleep, write that check. Now also understand Sunday the 4th is also the day that Mercury stations and then ultimately goes retrograde. And so it will do that late in the 4th, early in the 5th, depending on where you are. And it will do that through the 28th of the month. And then it will station and it'll go direct again. Now the full moon is August 19th. And like I say, a lot of the psychics and the woohoo people online are all talking about, those who are into Vedic astrology, that is, all talking about some lineups for August 22nd that look menacing. And they're all saying, this month, I was listening to, she's truly great, Joni Petri. She's a Vedic astrologer, and she's never without some hair-raising comment. And so one thing I heard, she said she thinks that the stock market's going to fall apart next Monday or Tuesday. Don't invest based on this. Trust me, don't invest based on this. But nonetheless, just beware. And it's a lot of fun. You know, go to YouTube. You can hear all of the nuts. By the way, this is Colorado Day today, a state observance. It is also National Girlfriend Day. I'm not sure how that's celebrated, but I can imagine that since tomorrow is Ice Cream Sandwich Day and International Beer Day, I can think of a few ways to celebrate both of those. So, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
She go. Yes, you're right up on top now. Yes, and you want to be free. You feel you're much too good. Yes, much too good for somebody like me. I'm sad and I'm lived ill. Yes, and I have got a dime. But I praise my friends that I found out in time.
A pretty girl, there go. A pretty girl, there go. A lovely girl, there go. A fine girl, I'm gonna make her mine. There go. A pretty girl, there go.
love. Well, I tell all you lonely people,
my baby and daddy's all.
There goes a pretty girl. There goes a lovely girl.
Well,
there goes a fine girl. I'm gonna make her mine.
Hey. WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James, and those are the Enchanters. I played something by them the other day for some reason, and said, gee, I should play There Goes, and Carol remembered that and said, you'd play There Goes for yourself. Yes, There Goes a Pretty Girl, with the opening soliloquy from one of the many fine, fine R&B soliloquies that we've talked at length about that, so I'll spare you. That was on Coral, by the way, the Enchanters. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, I had a couple of things to share with you, and then we'll talk to Jim in Richmond, but where was it here? I picked it out just to discuss, and now it's gone away again. Well, hell, what? Why is that surprising, right? Yeah, and it was... I know what it was. I was so sad. Charlotte has died. Charlotte was a stingray. And Charlotte was an interesting stingray in North Carolina because Charlotte impregnated herself, so the story went. And this was last winter. She got pregnant despite not having shared a tank with a male of her species for many years. And so now they say that she passed away. She had a rare reproductive disease, which makes me think, was she pregnant or was it just a tumor? In any event, the aquarium in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Hendersonville, North Carolina, announced the pregnancy. And then in May, they announced she was suffering from a rare reproductive disease. And then in early June, she hadn't given birth and was no longer pregnant, and now, sadly, has died. Well, the pregnancy was thought to be the result of parthenogenesis, which is a type of asexual reproduction in which offspring can develop from unfertilized eggs, meaning there's no genetic contribution from a male. Now, this doesn't normally occur in mammals or in, for that matter, even in stingrays. It's usually things like insects or some fish, some amphibians, some birds, some reptiles, no mammals. And they do have documented evidence of the California condors and the Komodo dragons and the yellow-bellied water snakes. But Charlotte was going to be an original. Like I say, maybe she just had a tumor. But rest in peace, Charlotte. All right, so with that in mind, Jim is in Richmond. All right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Sari, thank you. I'm sorry. Raleigh, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I wanted to talk about these checks that you were talking about.
Yes.
But before that, I wanted to talk about the problem of your last caller.
Yes.
In Walworth County, we have a department called, I think it's Health and Human Services.
Right.
And you can go there and they'll help you out with everything. My neighbor next door is 62. He gets a very small Social Security check, and he gets half of his rent paid. He gets energy assistance from the gas and electric company, and he gets a small, money from the food share.
Uh-huh.
And do they have anything like that in Illinois?
Well, they do. I'm not 100% sure that he'd qualify or that there are benefits available because there's so many, many people who are applying for it. But what I'm hoping is they have a department at least that can point him in the direction of housing that will not require things like a great, really great credit score.
Right,
and for that matter, you know, now that you mention that, like the Section 8 program, again, I don't know that he would qualify, but the Section 8 program, of course, guarantees the landlord that the rent's going to be paid, and so usually credit scores are not an issue. So I'm hoping that he'll get on the horn and check absolutely everything that's available to him.
Yeah, the Section 8. One of my relatives collected on that.
Yeah.
And because she had seven kids and she was single, you know.
Right. Right.
So,
very often, right. though, it comes down to availability, because Section 8 is a partnership between the private landlord and the government. And very often there's only X number of available units. And when they're gone, they're gone. And so you might have a situation where someone qualifies, but there's just no units for them.
Right.
So, but it's worth getting on lists anyway, that's for sure.
Right, and to look into that.
Yes, absolutely.
And then my other question, this prosperity check.
Yeah.
Do you use a piece of paper and write it out,
you
or
can.
Do you use one of your checks?
You can.
My question is, does it have to be for money?
No, it's never for, it's not necessarily for money at all. Now, I tend to use yellow paper. For some reason, there's always been that old wives' tale that yellow's good. I don't know if it is. You make out a fake check, and it's really easy. You write date, but then you don't fill anything out on that line at all. Then you write pay to, and on that, you fill in your name. Then you do the dollar sign, but you don't fill anything on that amount. And on the next line, you write paid in full. And then you sign it, Law of Abundance. The reason you don't date it is you're not going to tell the universe what the timetable is. They'll decide. And the reason you don't put an amount in is because you don't want to limit your abundance. Now, what the belief is that by willing yourself abundance, you're allowing it to come to you from the universe. And obviously, people think of wealth, but it may be an unexpected gain in a totally different way that isn't monetary. So, it could be help from a friend for something. It could be just a small gift. It could be something, you know, a relationship mended, whatever. It's any form of wealth, quote unquote, not necessarily money. So you make out the fate check and you fill it out. You fill it out right before the new moon. Now, if the new moon is peaking at 6 in the morning and you normally go to sleep at 9 at night, fill it out before you go to sleep. Don't wake up to do it.
Right.
And so that's what you do.
I don't write what I want on there?
Never, 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 never date the check. You don't want to limit the day abundance comes. Never fill in a dollar amount. You don't want to limit the size of the abundance.
Right.
Never write what kind of abundance. You don't want to limit it. But here's the hardest part for me. And I mean, this is really hard. You ready? Never throw out the check. So save it in a box. The reason you don't throw out the check is the abundance can be reclaimed. So I have boxes all over the place with abundance checks, you know. And you can use a real check. If you do not void the check, write void, because then the abundance will be voided. So the best thing to do is make your own fake check. And I don't know why yellow paper affords a greater chance of receiving greater abundance. But it doesn't have to be neat. It can be handwritten on a yellow legal pad, for God's sakes. And just make sure all the appropriate lines are either filled out or left blank.
And would I be greedy to expect better eyesight?
No, you see, there's no such thing. You ask the, and you're of course, you're not stating it when you kind of, before you write it and you kind of get quiet and meditative, of course you can say, you know, I hope that the universe will bring me better eyesight. You can ask for anything you want. Now, it doesn't mean that that's what you're going to get. It also, we don't know that how long it'll take to get. But absolutely, when you're doing your meditations, by all means, I state exactly what's going on at the time. You know, like when I write it this month, I am going to talk about one of my tower clients. But whatever it is that's on your mind, that's what you do.
Okay, because I have my friend, you know, like she just told me the other day that we were going to get hit by the largest solar thing ever.
Right, possibly
coming. Right, it was 6 point something or 63, I don't know, something like that.
Right.
And she told me that she had me fill out a check like that. It had to be 10 or 15 years ago.
Right.
And I had it hanging on the wall in my house for years, and nothing, but she had me put down a dollar amount.
Nope, don't ever put a dollar amount. Don't ever do that.
She didn't say. She didn't say that it was the same thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
She just said, here. And it was a pre-filled out check with date and everything. She just said, write down the amount that you want.
No, no.
And I don't know if that was something right. she was looking into.
I don't know, but no dates and no amounts. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll talk about solar flares. All right. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And yes, it's the Andrews Sisters. And yes, it's rum and Coca-Cola, one of their signature songs. And Rita in Harwood Heights. So now we've played her B.J. Thomas at the beginning of the show. We've played her Andrews Sisters at the end of the show. And we'll get her a Peter, Paul, and Mary next week. And hell will freeze over before we play John Denver. All right, so not that there's anything wrong with John. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. But I just, certain things I just don't play because I don't like them. All right, so we're talking to Jim in Richmond. And yes, I forget where we were, Jim. This is terrible, but true.
It was the solar flares.
Yes. Okay. Good. Well, you know, they come in 11-year cycles, and so every 11 years we're going to have a minimal period, and we're also going to have a peak period. And so the peak period, which could be anywhere really from last year through next year, no one's 100% sure when the actual peak is, but the peak period this year is record setting. And so there's a lot of people talking about it, but whether or not it will actually do us real harm is completely unknown. There are people who try to forecast it, and you see that online. We'd get a little bit of warning, perhaps, a day or two, but for the most part, not. Now, as you know, the biggest flares in our lifetime, not our lifetime, but the biggest in our history, our recorded history, came in the 1800s, and they were spectacular because it happened after telegraph wires were up and all that kind of stuff. And man, they all caught on fire and it was just all hell broke loose. That was the Carrington event. And so every 11 years or so, we talk about, well, is this going to be the year? And there are a number of forecasts for major flares.
Right. She was saying something about this one is going to be one of the strongest in a long time.
Yeah.
And then she also talks to me about CMEs or CEMs or she says, you know, we have to be worried about that. And then when I told her, because she was on a 10-day sabbatical at her campground, she wasn't taking phone calls about the thing that happened with all the airports and banks and everything.
Right.
And I said, I told her, I says, what would it be? How terrible would it be if that was one of the solar flares that happened like it did in 1800? And she said, yeah, that's, you know,
well,
that's
what
you should have
right.
cash in your house and
right.
all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, CMEs. You know? CMEs are called, they're called, it stands for coronal mass ejections. And the deal about CMEs and why they're really dicey right now is that they're plasma threaded by intense magnetism, intense magnetic field lines. And as you know, computers and all that, magnetism is a very big deal. And so, you know, you've got NASA looks at it, Jet Propulsion Lab looks at it. There are a couple of people that, you know, are involved in space weather, if you will. And so if the CME is strong enough, it causes a temporary disturbance in the Earth's magnetic field. And the reality is we have not had a really bad one to the point since we've had widespread computer technology. So, you know, you're always seeing, like I read just the other day, cannibal CME coming, you know, and that's supposed to be here as I'm talking, basically. But NOAA, NOAA does this and NASA does this. And so, you know, you can look at that, but the reality is that, you know, we're seeing the strongest storms we have in many years, but whether or not that's going to, you know, do us damage. I mean, there's some thought that it's creating new radiation belts around Earth and a temporary third belt, and that would be between the two permanent Van Allen belts. And so that's why May, you saw the northern lights everywhere and stuff like that. That was because of that storm. So you have a lot of predictions about that. But, you know, could this absolutely wipe us out? Absolutely it could. You know, will it? We don't know. You're talking about X-class solar flares exploding from the sun, and that was happening in May. And, of course, it gave us some nice northern lights, but it didn't really do much more than that. But, of course, that isn't maximum, and we're approaching maximum, we think. And so NOAA, if you're ever interested, the Space Weather Prediction Center gives geometric storm watches, and they tell you exactly what they're seeing. They monitor 12 different sunspot regions. They look at the things where there's a history of producing solar flares. But, you know, the reality is that's nice, but maybe it'll come from someplace where there isn't a history of it. We don't know. The sun's fickle.
Right. She follows the NASA thing, she follows another one about space weather.
Right, probably NOAA. Those are the two big ones.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she follows all that. And we had, I think it was over the weekend, we had northern lights up here. And so, and she follows all that.
Right.
She's into a lot of things. She takes these classes. And me having my sometimers, I can't remember the name of these classes and everything. But she's really up on that. And right now she's in a period where she doesn't want to hear any negative news. She doesn't want to talk about anything negative.
Okay.
And, you know, even if I say I had a bad day and this went wrong, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
She says,
you know.
So she has that. And she's very into past lives.
Right.
She says that she already knows, and she's known since she was a little girl, that she was in Atlantis at the time when Atlantis was, you know, falling apart.
Yeah.
And she boarded a shuttle, and they were shuttled out.
Where'd they go?
You know, well, they were just shuttled out of Atlantis. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure, so, sure. But did they go to somewhere else on Earth, like Lemuria, or did they leave?
Somewhere else on Earth.
Okay, so they didn't leave the planet.
She,
all right.
Right, but she knows what star system she's from and everything, and she's into all that. And, you know, I try to follow what she's saying, and, you know, and she gave me the book, The Secret,
to read.
And then there was another one about this guy in Peru who, you know, and traveling all through Peru and stuff, and they were saying that you should squint really, really light, you know, squint your eyes, and you can see the vibrations or something.
Well,
and
maybe.
I,
yeah.
I tried doing that, but with my cataracts, it didn't work.
It doesn't. It doesn't for most people. So don't feel bad about that. Yeah, but yeah, Machu Picchu is probably where the Peru guy was, and a lot of people talk about that. But there are a ton of books now. You know, 50 years ago, there was just basically Seth Speaks and the Seth material stuff like that. But now there's just so very much that it's all there. And, you know, that's why I talk about my nuts when I go to sleep at night. I look for that kind of stuff to listen to so that I'll fall asleep, because I never find it interesting enough to pay attention, but I never find it boring enough for my mind to wander. So it's just perfect. But, I mean, the amount of people right now, like if you want solar flares, oh, there's hundreds of videos about solar flares. You know, you want your past lives, no problem. You know, and, of course, life between lives, because, see, that's a very big thing, too. All these people who talk about what you do between lives. So yeah,
but I remember when I was very young that I used to be able to like you said, squint really hard, and then I would see things that weren't really there, you know. So I remember that, but trying to do what the book said, it didn't work. I can't remember the name of the book, you know. Well, and I asked her the other day what was the name of the book, and she couldn't remember it, but she made me read it, you know.
Yeah.
So
those books have been out forever, and some of them, there was a guy, David St. Clair, years ago, he's dead, years ago, wrote this book, Lessons in Instant ESP, and I thought this guy was just terrific. It was, you know, one of those $5 books now that's probably like $100 because they don't make it anymore, you know, that kind of thing. But I just saw one listed for $210. Not worth it. But, you know, he, without a doubt, had a lot of different instant ESP experiments that, yeah, you could do them, and very often you'd get results.
Yeah. I used to tell her that when I was in grade school and a little bit in high school, I used to go to bed and dream, and then the next day, everything that I dreamed happened in the school.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
You know, and it freaked me out because I'm sitting there in the classroom and I'm going, the teacher asks a question and I go, wait a minute, I remember this.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, so that was what I would discuss with her.
Well, they say that the veil is getting thinner and thinner, so we shall see.
Right. And I thank you very much for taking my call.
Always. It's great to hear from you.
Thank you for the answers.
Absolutely.
And and another thing, my eyesight went poor today, so I wasn't happy. So I want to be able to let other people talk. Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope
good.
You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
I look forward to Monday and another Big Bang question.
All right, I'll do it. Talk to you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, well, hopefully that will be a reversal and Jim's eyes will improve. Yeah, that'd be great. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I don't remember if I took a break or not, so I think I need Adam to tell me that, and then we'll go to Barb from Yorkville. So I guess we'll do that right now, actually, and then if I'm supposed to take another break, he'll tell John or something. So Barb, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, this is Barb.
Yes, it is. So how are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right.
How about you?
All right. So a lot of people are worried about you, Barb.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they're worried about your telephone relationship. They're hoping you'll be very careful.
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with it. I just spoke to him tonight.
Okay. All right.
He was asleep, and I accidentally woke him up.
Oh, geez.
He's working very, very hard on this project so he can eventually quit.
Yeah.
And then he's coming here, and then we're going to get married. That's what our plan is.
Well, keep me posted on when he's coming.
Okay. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
He was too sleepy to talk about that tonight.
Okay.
But I did find a place for us to have a wonderful honeymoon afterwards.
Oh, yeah? Where?
They are having these river cruises.
Oh.
where they go all the way up to Canada and all around and around the Niagara Falls. And they're cruise ships, but not the usual kind that go to Jamaica or whatever, all those people.
Yeah, yeah.
These are around the whole part of...
Like the Great Lakes.
Michigan.
Yeah, the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes.
Yeah, yeah, like Pearl Seas or one of those, sure.
That's what it is, Pearl Cruises. Yeah. I just got their first book today.
Okay, yeah.
What I called you mainly about is you were talking to that gentleman and he didn't know enough about senior services.
Yes.
I've been using them for years.
Well, see, Andrew is not a senior. He's just not right now financially solvent. He's just gotten a job, but he has bad credit.
Oh, yeah. That's not hard to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think there are service for what we'd call the working poor, if you were. You know, he's running into not being able to find apartments because his credit score is very bad, but he has the income right now to, you know, pay the rent. But so we gave him suggestions like that. But unfortunately, I think he's a couple decades away from us.
Right, right. Well, not only that, I'm on Section 8. I have been on Section 8 for 17 years.
Which is great that you got in it. You know, it's hard these days. There's not as much available.
Right, right. There's people on lists that you can't even remember how many people are on these lists.
That's exactly right. And so...
But I was living down in Centralia, Illinois for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And I had a stroke down there.
Oh.
And... My landlord went over to the housing authority and signed me up.
Oh, that was nice.
And I've been on it. He was a wonderful guy. I miss him. He was a wonderful landlord. He owned about 20 little houses where I lived. And
wow.
He was a super landlord, fixed everything as soon as it went wrong, got me a brand new stove, got me a brand new fridge.
How nice.
He was great. Yes, it was.
Yeah. And
but anyways.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, any landlord can sign up to be part of the program if they're willing to do what it takes to qualify. And that's really great that your landlord stepped up and said, yeah, I'll do that. Then he's guaranteed the rent no matter what, but he has to comply with all the program rules. So that was terrific.
Well, they have to pay part of it. They don't get all of it free.
No,
they get part of it.
Absolutely, that's true. But there are government guarantees for the landlords, but they have to keep the places up and keep them in the way that the program wants. Of course, that's wonderful that you did that, because you'll have that forever.
Yes. Well, and if I get married, I'm not going to use it. I'll let someone else that might need it worse than I will.
Well, you never know.
I mean, give it up.
Yeah, you just never know. You'll see what the economics are at the time.
Oh, well, that's going to come to us good.
Yeah.
We know that. Yes. Mm. We have already been told.
Okay. Well, good.
I'll tell you about that when that happens. It's supposed to happen the 14th of August, so
okay,
we shall see.
All right. Well,
money
good luck on
and
that.
A car.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Oh, yeah. Mercedes, gosh.
Well, that's living large.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a raffle that my fiancé got us into.
And you think you're going to win.
And that's how it happened. Oh, we have already, because the guy called me about a month ago, and they're setting up the time to deliver it to me.
Oh, wow.
And that'll be the 14th of August.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Good for you.
But see, well, thank you for Jack, because he's the one that got it for me.
All right.
Because I had already been scammed. And he stepped in to help me because he felt sorry for me at the time. And then all of a sudden, we just kept talking and talking, and we couldn't stop.
All right.
And he's a wonderful person, and I'm so thankful I have him.
Yes. Well, keep me posted.
Really.
And it is good to talk to you.
Yes.
All
well,
right.
Anyways, Senior Services.
Yes.
I just want to tell you that they can... do a lot of different things that he might need. He just needs to check them out.
Right, right. But like
does
I say...
Does he live in Illinois?
Yeah, but he doesn't qualify. I think he's in his 30s.
Oh, that's why.
Yes, that's the problem. Okay, that's what I mean. He doesn't meet the age requirement yet. But I think there are other...
59.
Yeah, no, well, he's not. So I think there are other programs, though, for which he can qualify, but just not those.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right. But they helped me get brides to go to my eye appointments because Jack isn't here yet.
Right.
And I have to get my shots once a month.
Right.
And I've been very fortunate because Senior Services got me one or two appointments. And then I also called up a couple of churches, and I've got two different people from churches helping me the driving.
Wonderful.
So you're not kidding. They won't take any money either.
Wow.
I offered it to them. I want to pay for gas. They won't let me. Yep.
Well, that's terrific.
Nice people.
Good.
It is. It truly is something to be very thankful for. I thank the good Lord for all those things have been coming to me.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I'm just, this relationship is perfect, honest to goodness. I've been married twice before, and I got rid of both of them because I had to.
Well, hopefully this is as good as you think.
I have a good one this time.
Good. All right. Well, keep me posted.
I definitely will.
All right.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else to help the guy. Does he live in Illinois?
Yes, Chicago.
Oh, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He'll be listening next week.
If he calls you next week. You could possibly ask him if there's any other things he's checked out. Maybe I can come up with something to help him.
We'll do it. I'll talk to you then. Thanks, Barb.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
All right. And so it turns out, I guess, we did have a break after all. And so I will say, adios. Tomorrow's a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And then Monday, of course, next live Monday Night Trivia. And I'll be ready for you. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.